Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Simin Shin Yud Ches. We are up to the end of Sif Dalet. We are on the last word of page 268, the Ramah. That really begins on page Kuf Lamed Hei. On 268 it says Hagah. And the Ramah tells us on Kuf Lamed Hei, V'hu Hadin, Kol Dover Kosha She'enu Roy Le'echol Klal B'lo Shriya. The same din is true that any item that is hard and it's not fit for eating at all below Shriya without being soaked, the Aser L'Shroso B'Shabbos, it is Aser to soak it on Shabbos, to have a Gemar Malacha, that's the completion of the Malacha. So that is the Ramah who ends off the Sif, and he's coming on the heels of the Mechaber that said, in the last year we pointed out, that if it was a Dover Yavesh that was not cooked before Shabbos, so you can't soak it in hot water on Shabbos, but you can rinse it off with hot water on Shabbos, unless it's an item that gets finished up its cooking by being rinsed off, that's how it gets prepared. And on that, the Ramah says, Hu Adin by anything that is hard, that's not Roya La'achila without soaking, so it's usher to soak it, because that's the Gemara Melacha. The same way with the salty fish we discussed yesterday, pouring the hot water off finishes it up and makes it Roya La'achila. So here also, the item we're talking about is that you soak it in hot water, that prepares it for achila, that's the Gemara Melacha, that is usher. So the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkaton Lamid Ches, Hu Adin Kol Dover Kasha, we're talking about an item that is fit for eating when it is raw without being cooked. So even though it doesn't need to be cooked, but it's dry, it's hard, because of its dryness and its hardness, it is not fit for eating unless you first soak it in hot water. So in that case, da asa l'shroso. For that reason, it's asa to soak it in hot water. V'lechora lamet tzarech haramol l'sayim davi gemar melacha. So ask the Mishnah Berurah, why does the Ramah have to end off with those words? Because it is the gemar melacha. Tipuk lei dechol dover yavish shalom nisbashel mibod yom. We should just say the fact that it's a dry item that was not cooked from before Shabbos. Aser l'shroso v'chamim v'shabbos l'kanal. Like we said before, it's aser to soak it in hot water on Shabbos. Why does the Ramah add on these words to have a gemar melacha? So explains the Chafetz Chaim Yishlomer the rotze l'ashmeinu. He's coming to teach us the bazeshu gemar melachto. The fact that soaking it in a hot water is the finishing of its melacha. Yesh iser bashriya midaraisa. There is an iser of soaking this item in hot water midaraisa. Kemo b'hadochas meliach hayoshan. Just like in the last case of the Mechaber, when you rinse off with hot water this very salty fish, and that's the completion, and therefore it's an Issa D'Raisa, so you're also soaking this dry, hard item in the hot water to make it fit for Achila, will be an Issa D'Raisa as well. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayitus of Kadon Lamites, the Asur L'Shroso, Afilu V'Klisheni. So you can't soak this item in hot water, even if it is only a Klisheni. And normally we said a Klisheni is Mutter. It would only be Asur D'Rabbonah because of Milchsikim of Ashel. But over here where it is the Gemara Melacha, it's an Issur D'Raisa. The same thing is true as something that will become fit for Achila through washing it off with hot water, gam ha'adocha aser, then the rinsing it off with hot water will be aser as well, the kanala inyan dag maliach, like we just said before in the Mechaber, by the salty fish. And now we get to a new discussion in the Mishnah Berurah, a very important discussion. V'ato nevoer din bishol alei hatei. Now I am going to discuss the din of cooking tea leaves, hashayich bekame in yonim l'siv zeh, which is connected to this sif in various ways. Hinei tei b'shabbos, when it comes to tea on Shabbos, poshet b'poskim, it is obvious to the poskim, diyesh bo mishum bishul, that there is an iser d'oraisa of bishul at stake, u'bemezid yesh bo iser skila, and if you make the tea in the wrong way, it is an iser d'oraisa where there's ichiv skila. Like any other Issa D'Raisa on Shabbos, the Nezit Skila B'Shogi Chatos. The Alkein Yesh Li Zohar Bo Ma'od. Therefore, one must be very careful with the way he makes tea, and we'll see later that he's going to go into coffee as well. Ubavonoseinu harabim, in our great averos, rabim nechshalim bo, many stumble over this, umekilin liatzmon bekulo she'em behemamish, and they make up their own leniencies that have no mamoshes to them. V'alkein, and therefore, muchrach ani levo'er, ofnei aheter v'isra bezeh be'ezra Hashem yisbarach. Therefore, says the Chafetz Chaim, I am forced to explain the ways to make tea that are mutter and the ways that are usr with the help of Hashem. Before we begin in the fourth to last skinny line of the Mishnah Berurah, the discussion about the tea leaves, let's just look at note number 50. So we're saying there could potentially be an issur d'oraisa by making tea. The afal pi shebishas hayitzur miyavshim es alei hatei al yidei chom esh, even though when the factory is preparing the tea leaves, it uses fire. Kosav the Igros Moshe. Moshe Feinstein writes, "She'ein lahachshev zos afilu ba'afia kafia." That is not considered bishul. That's not considered afia at all. Kevan she'ein yadua she'mishtanim ha'olam alidezeh. Since it is not known that the leaves actually change through this heat, v'chol shelo nishtana hadavra alidei ma'ase achimum, and anything that does not change its form through the heat, ein achimum nechshav k'ma'ase afia, it's not considered afia. And therefore, tea leaves are considered not cooked. That's what Rav Moshe is coming to tell us, that even though we're going to discuss the issur d'oraisa of tea leaves, if they were really cooked before, so then it makes it more lenient, as we'll see. And therefore, Rav Moshe is pointing out over here, and the notes are bringing it, why would it be an issur d'oraisa? Why are we taking the tea leaves so seriously if they're only made in the factory through heat? So it's already been cooked, already been baked. So Rav Moshe, that's not considered cooked or baked. Now let's begin in the fourth to last skinny line on page Kuf Lamed Hei. Hinei, behold, la'oros mekli rishon aleyatei, to pour from a kli rishon directly on the tea leaves, yesh bazeh bevadeich shash av melacha. There is certainly a concern for an issur d'oraisa of an av melacha by pouring the kli rishon water on top of the tea leaves. The kaimalon de eruin mevashel k'tei klipa. We hold, and we mentioned this yesterday as well, that pouring from a kli rishon onto any item, it cooks a k'tei klipa, it cooks a shell amount, the outer amount. Kidla kamam v'sifyud, and we'll see more about this in Mirtz Hashem and Sifyud. V'kol shekein im ya'amidenu achar kach ala tanur. Certainly, if you're going to stand up this mixture of water with the tea leaves on the oven, o besoch ha'kochlin, or inside the shelf in the oven, ad shia yatsu ledesbo, until it gets to a point of yatsu ledesbo, b'vada yavu l'kuliyam l'idei isra skila idezeh. That is for sure an isra skila. So although when it comes to Iri Kli Rishon, we hold it's Mavashal Kli Klipa, but that's in fact the Machlokas. But if you're then going to go ahead and put it in the oven or put it where it's going to get the Yatsu Ledesbo, that's called cooking. That's an Issa Skila according to everyone. Now just to point out, there are a few other notes along the way, but we're going to hold off to the end, and we'll get into tea bags, we'll get into coffee, instant coffee, but for now we're just going to go through the rest of the Mishnah Berurah. So now we're in the first wide line. We said so far, pouring hot water from the Kli Rishon onto the tea leaves would be an issa daraisa according to some, because a kli rishon that is poured on is mevashal k'tei klipa. But then if you take the water with the mixture of the tea leaves and put it somewhere against the yatsa ledesbo, that's regular bishul, which is for sure an issa daraisa according to everyone. Vafilu im yirtza litin al alei hatei letocha kli, achar shi'ora hachamin lesocha. Even if you want to put the tea leaves inside a kli, after you pour the hot water into that kli, so now you want to avoid a kli rishon. So you take the water from the urn and you put it into another cup. And now you have a kli sheni, it's already more lenient. So gam kein aser, to place the tea leaves in the kli sheni is also going to be aser. Before we said pouring from the kli rishon directly on the leaves, that's a problem. Now we're saying even if you take the water from the kli rishon into a kli sheni, place the tea leaves in there, that also is going to be usr. Like we said, a kli sheni for sure is milsik mavashel, for sure an issur d'rabbanan. We'll see why here it's potentially an issur d'oraisa as well. Kidekai malon b'siv zeh. Like we pass it in this sef, the dover shelo ba b'chamim lifnei haShabbos. Something that was not brought into hot water before Shabbos, ein shorin b'Shabbos afilu b'kli sheni. You're not allowed to soak it on Shabbos, even in a kli sheni. That is, in general, an issur d'rabbanan milsik mavashel. V'kol shekein, and certainly lefim hashem avur b'siv zeh, according to what's explained in this sif, d'yesh dvarim rakim, there are things that are soft, kalei habishel, that are called kalei habishul, which means they are things that cook easily. They're easily cooked. They're light in their cooking. Shemizbashlim afilu badocha miklisheni. They actually get cooked by being placed inside a klisheni. So efshir diyesh beha olim gamken chash isidarais afilu bofenzet. So besides the normal concern that you place it in a klisheni, it looks like cooking, but like we're discussing in this sif, like we discussed yesterday, the very salty fish, we're pouring the water over it from even a klisheni, could potentially be an issa d'oraisa, that's cooking the fish, that's preparing the fish. See here also, the tea leaves are kalei habishul, they're easily cooked. Placing it into a hot klisheni could very well be an issa d'oraisa. So now we have pouring from a kli rishon onto the tea leaves is out. And now we're saying that having a klisheni and placing the tea leaves in there is also out, potentially an issa d'oraisa. The al kein, and therefore, hiskimu ha'achronim, diyesh la'oros aleya mi'erev Shabbos roschim mi'kli rishon. What you should do is from before Shabbos, place boiling hot water over the tea leaves. Pour boiling hot water before Shabbos on the tea leaves. Kidei sha'yidei zeh ye'ia nikra ti mevushel mixas. That way the tea leaves are already considered somewhat cooked before Shabbos. You pour from a kli rishon before Shabbos on the tea leaves, that cooks kdei klipa, like iri kli rishon, and therefore it's considered already somewhat cooked from before Shabbos. The eri mevashel kdei klipa. Because again, the pouring from a kli rishon is mevashel kdei klipa. V'yahapich v'esa erui esati heitev besoch haroschem l'mala l'mata l'mata l'mala. While the water that's boiling hot is being poured over the tea leaves, mix around the tea leaves. So the water that's pouring on goes on all sides of the tea leaves. So you're not just cooking one side, but you're actually cooking the klipa on all sides of the tea leaves. V'yoser tov shiyem mevushel mamish ayidei hamodah b'mekomis bashel. Better than pouring the hot water over it would be actually to cook the leaves before. If you cook them before, then they're for sure cooked. And then we have already a leniency of ein bishul achabishul. But if you're not able to cook it, at least pour the boiling hot water over it, move them around, so it gets the iri on all sides, so it's somewhat cooked before Shabbos. V'achar kach yoruk es ha'essence l'kli acher. When you pour boiling hot water over tea leaves, you get tea. So if it's very concentrated, not so much water, and a lot of tea leaves, you get tea essence. You get the very strong tea. So what you should do after you pour the boiling hot water over the tea leaves, and now you have very concentrated tea, pour out the tea essence to another vessel. Kidei sheyisharu alei hateyaveshim. That way, now you have two kelim. In one kli, you have the tea leaves that are going to dry out, and in the other kli, you have the tea essence. V'yiyah mutter lo la'oros achakach b'shabes aleyem mayim chayim ikli rishon. So once you poured boiling hot water over the tea leaves before Shabbos, and now you emptied out the water, so you have the dry tea leaves that were cooked already, so now you're allowed on Shabbos to pour the boiling hot water again from the kli rishon onto the tea leaves. Ein bishul achar bishul. You already did this yesterday, so you're doing it again, so that would be okay. Kevon shekfar nisbashul mi'er Shabbos, because they were already cooked somewhat from Erev Shabbos. Kedin dover yavish, like any other dover yavish we're discussing in this sif, the kaimelon b'siv zed, the embo bishul achar bishul. That when it comes to a dover yavish, with these tea leaves, after they dry out, are, so we say, ein bishul achar bishul, afilu im nitstanin, even if they cool off. So you have cold, dry tea leaves, but since they were previously cooked, so there's no bishul anymore, and therefore on Shabbos you would be able to pour from a kli rishon onto them. The achar kach, and after you pour the hot water on Shabbos and the kli rishon onto the tea leaves, mutter lo lahachzir gan meha essence elu atzonu latoch hakli zagufa. Then you could pour back some of the tea essence that you have from before Shabbos back into the kli, where you poured the boiling hot water onto the tea leaves. So you first pour from the kli rishon, boiling hot water on the tea leaves, that's mutter because you already did it before Shabbos. And now that you have this little bit of tea, you want to add the tea essence, that's adding a cold liquid, even though there's bishul on cold liquid, like you said, but you're adding it into a klisheni now, which is mutter. The dover lachshin etzdanin, we said above in this sif, that's something that is wet, that cooled off, mutter lo litno besol klisheni roseach, you're allowed to pour it into a boiling hot klisheni. So again, what you did is you poured before Shabbos boiling hot water on the tea leaves. They're cooked somewhat. And before Shabbos, you separate out the water, the tea essence from the leaves. The leaves dry out. Now on Shabbos, you can pour boiling hot water from a kli rishon onto the tea leaves again, ein bishlach habishul. And then, now that the water is in a kli sheni, boiling hot, you can add in the cooled off tea essence to make more tea, pour it into that kli sheni. That's what he said so far. De'im yishore bo mashke ha-essence, because if you're going to be left over with some of this liquid, the tea essence, hare kai malon de belach yesh bishul achar bishul nitzanin. Normally, we would say there is bishul achar bishul. Let's just read this, skipping the brackets for a second. Just going to the line before the brackets. Kevan shenekfar nisbashul mi'er Shabbos. So you'll be allowed to pour the hot water from the kli rishon onto the tea leaves. Kedin dover yavish, the kai malon besif zed, the embo bishul achar bishul afilu nitzanin. Even if it cooled off, skip the brackets. Dim yishar bo mashka ha-essence. Because if you're going to leave over with the tea leaves some of the tea essence before Shabbos, you're not going to dry it out. So that's a problem. Harei kai malon de belach yesh bishlach ha-bishul nitzanim. If you leave the tea leaves with some of the tea essence in it, then you can't pour boiling hot water from the kli rishon onto that water, because that water already cooled off and there is bishlach ha-bishul on liquids. So if you leave over any of the tea essence in the tea leaves, you cannot pour from the kli rishon onto it. So that's why it's important to empty out the entire kli essence, the tea essence, out to a different kli, and just leave the leaves so they dry up, then you can pour from the kli rishon. Im lo shemei ha-essence atzonanim he merubim, unless, of course, the tea essence that is with the tea leaves is cold and it's a lot. It's merubim shelo yischamu al-yidei ha-mayim shema'or alein l'mochar. If, of course, when you're pouring your boiling hot water from a kli rishon onto the tea leaves with the tea essence there, but there's so much tea essence that the little bit of boiling hot water that you're pouring on is not going to really cook it. So that would also be mutter. It's pouring boiling hot water onto a lot of cold water, so that's not cooking. That would be okay. V'chein hadin l'inyan kaveh. So too when it comes to coffee beans would be the same thing. You want to make sure that you're not pouring onto the coffee beans boiling hot water from the kli rishon on Shabbos, unless you had previously poured the boiling hot water over the coffee Friday, and then you cleared out the water and just left the beans there. And the reasons, like we said before, you should know. The avshe tarnu la'oros chamin al alei hateva kafe yinosan alei me'esel ma'im kli rishon. Even though what we said so far till now is that if you poured the boiling hot water from a kli rishon before Shabbos on the tea leaves or the coffee beans, you can do it again. As long as they're dried out, you can pour it again on Shabbos from a kli rishon onto the leaves of the coffee beans. Afal pikein yizor shelo yamid es hateva kafe betanu or bekochlin. Again, but you have to make sure you're not going to put this mixture now of the water from the kli rishon on the tea leaves or the coffee into an oven. After you pour the water on, daha ein erui mevashel rak kde klipa. Because remember what you did yesterday was only erui kli rishon. So that allows you to do erui kli rishon again today, but it doesn't allow you to cook it straight up in an oven. V'im kein lo nispashel esmo rak kde klipa. It was only cooked yesterday kde klipa. V'achshav ayidei hamada betanur yisbashel lagamri. If you actually put it in an oven, you're cooking it. So therefore, even though you poured the hot water yesterday from the kli rishon, that only allows you to pour it again from the kli rishon on Shabbos. It does not allow you to cook it straight away in an oven on Shabbos. So you can do step one, do iru kli rishon onto the tea leaves or the coffee beans. Then you could add in the tea essence, make it more because it's kli sheni, but you cannot put it in an oven. Vihinei, ofen zeh shebiarnu, this scenario that we just explained, af she'en limchos biaran lohagimbo. He just went through so many lines explaining it. And now he's saying, it's not bad. Don't protest against those who do what we just said. Mikomokom kosu ha'achonim. But l'maisa the achonim write, eitzah ha'muvcheres mizeh. They write a better eitzah. And that is the hainu. She yisakein ha'essence mi'eres Shabbos l'gamri. You should just make very strong tea essence from before Shabbos. Just put a water with a lot of tea leaves. Make the tea essence very strong. Shelo yitzdarech la'aros l'socho o roschen l'mocha b'Shabbos. So you won't need to pour the boiling hot water onto the tea leaves on Shabbos. You don't need to do anything with the tea leaves. You made such strong tea essence before Shabbos. U'l'mocha k'shi yitzdarech lishtos. Then on Shabbos, when you want to drink tea, yitein ha'essence atzonein l'toch ha'kos sheshosebo achar she'eru ha'mayim chamim l'socho v'nasa klisheni. All you have to do now, take your water from the urn, it's now in a kli sheni, and pour the tea essence into it, and now you got tea. If you make very strong tea essence, you could skip the first step of pouring the boiling hot water over the tea leaves. Better to avoid that. Don't protest against those who do it, but better is to make very strong tea essence. Forget the leaves. Throw the leaves in the garbage. You have the very concentrated tea. Pour water from your urn to a klisheni, and now you can add back the tea essence that's very strong and make yourself a nice cup of tea. V'hu adin shemuter loseis l'soch ha'kos hazeh shu klisheni cholov shenitzdanin. You can also add water that has cooled off, water that was pasteurized or cooked. You could add also to that clean out that's a klisheni. Aval aser l'oros alem l'kirishon, but you cannot add from a kli rishon onto the tea essence. Ukid l'elbis of zeh, like we saw earlier in the sif. Ukeshaha essence shalo eino tzonein, if the tea essence is still warm, hu bevadai tov, that's for sure better. Lotzeis bazei de kaladeos. Because then if the tea essence is warm, so there for sure is no bishlach or bishul. If it's warm, that we said for sure. And therefore, to summarize the mishabu, and then we'll see a couple of notes, the bottom line is, the way you should not protest is if you poured boiling hot water over tea leaves before Shabbos. You made tea essence, you poured off the liquid of the tea essence, you left the tea leaves, they dried out. On Shabbos, you can pour boiling hot water from a kli rishon again onto the tea leaves. You make tea, and you could add back the tea essence into the tea to make it more geschmack. That's mutter. But it's not the best way. The best way to do it is to pour the boiling hot water from before Shabbos and put a lot of tea leaves, make a very concentrated tea essence, separate out the tea essence, throw away the tea leaves, and tomorrow just pour water from a kli rishon into a klisheni, and then just add the tea essence and make the tea the way you like it. That would be the best way. That's 100% fine. I'd like to just read a couple of points over here. Number one, note 51, the second paragraph. Visakios te, tea bags. Writes to Orlatzion, Shemutr la'aros alem klisheni. He says you are allowed to pour hot water onto tea bags from a klisheni. V'einich shah shemi yizbashlu aleha te shebesakis. And we're not worried that pouring from a klisheni is going to cook the tea leaves in the bag. Mipnei she'irui einu mavashal el kdei klipa. Like we said, pouring only is mavashal kdei klipa. V'hasakis atzma hiya klipa. And here the klipa is the bag. So we're not worried about that. That's not Kali Abishal. The tea leaves are worried about. But if you're pouring it over a tea bag, so it's really just cooking the outer layer, which is the tea bag, it's not affecting the tea leaves, and therefore he says it's mutter. Me'idach, on the other hand, Rav Yashiv says, no way. She'ein lahokil bezeh. Don't pour from a klisheni onto tea bags. She'yitochin she'ein lismach l'chachila. I can't rely on that l'chachila. She'lo yizbashal tzas. Yosemik te klipa. It's not an exact science. It's not like it's only going to cook the bag. It won't get into the leaves. You can't know that. And therefore, it's too risky. Memela yeshlach shol says Rav Yashiv. To be concerned, shemi yisbashlu the mixas gam aleyate. You might be cooking some of the tea, and therefore Rav Yashiv says you cannot pour from a hot klisheni onto tea leaves. Tea leaves are very easily cooked, and that might be a problem of bishul. Next paragraph. Ulahachin tea be klishlishi. Can one make tea on Shabbos in a klishlishi? Writes Aruch HaShulchan that it's aser even in a klishlishi. Mipnei she'einenu ro she'ha'alim kalim lesbashel. We see with our eyes that tea leaves are very easily cooked. You can't even make tea in a klishlishi. Umisbashlim miklishlishi. V'chein dash of a yashiv. She'aser lahachin tei me'alim she'lo esbashlu. You cannot make tea from leaves that were not previously cooked. Af the klishlishi v'revi'i. Very chomer. No tea on Shabbos. You can't make tea. Unless you do one of the eights of the Mishabura, no making tea with tea bags or tea leaves on Shabbos. Kol od lo etzdanenu hamayim shebekli. Fine. Me'idach, next paragraph. Rav Moshe writes, and that is, many people are knowing not to make tea and use tea bags on Shabbos at all. There is a leniency of Rav Moshe written over here. Me'idach, Rav Moshe writes, she'ein raya mimash she'einenu rose. It's not a raya what we see with our eyes. Sha'alei hatei kalim lesbashel. It doesn't make, it's not a raya from what we see that it's so easily cooked. Sharei hishtanus tzeva mayim nasas ap mayim sonanim. The fact that the water changes colors with warm water is not a raya that it's being cooked, because it's going to change color even with cold water. The kol shekein bechamin ap kishen yatsu lettuce, and certainly with warm water it's yatsu lettuce bo. So therefore we're not going to be going so crazy from what I see that you see you could make tea with cold water. That doesn't mean it's easily cooked. Therefore, Moshe says you only have to be machmir by a klisheni kishar dvarim shemisupakim anu im nechshavim heim kakali abishal. Ach, but klishlishi ain lahachmir. Moshe says klishlishi is going to be mutter. That's the famous psak of Moshe Feinstein. Most are machmir, not to make tea at all. Let's read note number 52. The cafe namas, instant coffee. Rishon Adam Arba says, Shemutter litno b'klisheni. You're allowed to put coffee in a klisheni, which means you take water from the urn into a cup. You could place your coffee into that cup. V'chein das agonu v'nis karelitz, kevan shekofei zemavushel. Instant coffee is cooked before. Ein bishel achar bishel. It's like taking those tea leaves, which is going to be okay. So here you put the water into a klisheni, and you're adding in the coffee afterwards. They say it's mutter. V'chein kasev l'minchas yitzchok. That's mutter. Me'idach. Top of the next column. Rav Moshe says, Shemutter afla aros al gabav nekli rishon. He says it's mamish like the tea that we saw. Once you cook the tea leaves, you could then, from before Shabbos, you could pour hot water from nekli rishon on Shabbos. Says Rav Moshe, instant coffee, if it was cooked before, it's like the tea leaves. You could pour boiling hot water from nekli rishon directly onto your coffee as well. So that is the shita of Rav Moshe. V'hosef sh'afal pi. Even though he is machmir on himself not to make coffee except in a klishlishi, mikomokom ledina and lahachmir lemaisa, he says not to be machmir. I'd like to read one last note, and that is note 53. I found this very interesting. And we'll get back to the klirishon klisheni, we'll get back to the mitzvah in the coming shiurim, and more hasberim. Minaga chazanish bahachonas kostei. The way the chazanish made tea, says Rechaim Kanievsky, Laros mayim mehamecham elakos. He would take from the urn to cup one. Umimeno lakos acheres, cup two. Which really is kli shlishi. Umimeno lakos nosefes, kli revii, shebesochu munachas tamtzis atei. He would pour from a kli shlishi into a kli revii where the tea essence was. So what's the pshat? Ubir agon rechai kenevsky. Shema shehoyu marim esamayim agabe atamsis. That which he was makbet to put the water on the tea essence, and not the tea essence on the water. V'lo lehepech, hu mishum chshash isa tzoveya. He was worried if you have the water first, and then you put the tea essence, you're coloring the water, he was worried about tzoveya. That's why even though he held kli shlishi would be okay, but he would dafka put the water from the kli shlishi into the kli revi, the water onto the tea. Kaniska b'sharatzion l'han, like we'll see in the sharatzion later on. Ubetam adavar shaloya chazanish marim me'akos harishon al gabi atamsis. Why didn't he pour from the first cup? Re'ei mashak asadnu l'halon shalodaitu. The chazanish held hakos she'iru l'socha me'amecham ne'achsheves k'kli rishon v'lo k'kli sheni. The chazanish was machmir. We hold when you pour the water from the urn into a cup, that's a kli sheni. He holds when you pour the water from the urn to the first cup, that's vayter a kli rishon. So that's a kli rishon. So that's already only a kli rishon. You pour it to the next cup, it's already a kli sheni, which for us is a kli shlishi, and he didn't want to put the tea into the water, so he put the water into the tea in the next cup. So for our purposes, he only made the tea in the kos revii, but really, from his point of view, it was one step earlier, and it was because of tzoveya that he was so machmir. That's the basic summary of making coffee and tea. The minhag is to make coffee in a kli sheni, and some people put it into another cup. And they pour the water from the klisheni. We see over here some poskim that say that you could take the water that's in the klisheni and put the instant coffee in there as well. We'll stop here and continue with Sefei Mirtz Hashem tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.